Hey, how are you? I'm in your ears right now. Isn't that crazy? Right in your ears. Is it fun? How could that be fun? This was a fun week. Gary Goldman was in with us, and it was fun.
I'm fun. I am fun.
Maybe that's foreshadowing a little on a bit we'll do in the show.
I am fun. I am fun. I watch Explosion Bus. And I am fun. You know, you can watch it. You can download it on YouTube. Jonathan Katz and Tom Snyder, they work very hard. ExplosionBus.com, goddammit. Watch it! I am tired!
Hi, I'm back. Why is it always funny to me when you walk away from the recorder and talk? You should watch Explosion Bus. So anyway, Gary Goldman was with us, whose new hour special, blah, 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 and Comet Essential. But then here's what we did. Okay, let me explain what happened. So Monday, I have two of the guys from Broken Lizard, Steve Lemmy and... hope I'm saying that right, Steve. I'm probably saying it wrong, but it has nothing to do with me not knowing his name. It's just I can't say it. Steve and Kevin Heffernan. And, you know, you'll hear me talk about it on the show. And if you listen to the show, you know it. I'm a huge fan of so much of what they do. I originally was introduced to them through Super Troopers, as a lot of people were. But I like a lot of the other stuff they do. I was a big fan of Beer Fest also. Just, you know. So they were coming in, but I never met them before. So you never know. They could have left, and I could have said, "Eek!" You know, those guys were sticks in the mud. But you know, you think that. But it was the exact opposite. They were everything that I would have wanted them to be, and they were a lot like us. So they fit right in. But what was weird is that we already had two shows planned because I didn't know. You know, I never met them before. So we thought, well, we'll work with them. We'll do an hour with them, and then Gary will come in. So we sort of could have done 3 hours with them. So I want them to come back. But that's what happened. So, you know, after sitting down with them for literally 2 minutes after they sat down, we're like, I love these guys. Everybody agreed. The minute they left, we were all talking about that we could just picture doing another show with them. We know we'll do the bits. And again, in hindsight, you could go, how could you not think they'd be fun? Hey, you never know. You never know. So we were going to do two shows that night. But anyway, so we're dropping this show on Monday. But hold on, I know it's a lot, but I wanted to plug there. Those guys are out on tour right now doing some comedy clubs, some theaters. Now, it's not the whole, what would you say, troupe, but it's Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan. So, you know, even if you've never seen them, just the two of them, you know their sensibility. So go check it out. So here's the deal. Tonight through Saturday, they're going to be at the American Comedy Club in San Diego tonight through Saturday. And then January 10th and 11th, they'll be at Wise Guys in West Valley, Utah. And I wanted to plug those dates for those guys. Go see them. You'll enjoy it. And then they'll be back on the show soon. And I can't wait because next time we'll just have them every silly bit we do. It's going to be I can tell you that is a show I'm going to look forward to so much. And then go to their website and see what other dates they have or follow them on Twitter or blah, 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 blah. All right, that's a lot. You're like, Todd, we don't mind when you talk, but that was a long advertisement. All right. Still fun the way I do it. Maybe should I put some clucking sound in the background? Maybe that would have been good. Well, we didn't do it, as you're hearing. All right. Oh, one more thing. Oh, it's another, well, this isn't really, well, it is sort of. I'll tell you when, but we're going to sell those Louis C.K. Closes for Todd Glass 2012 tour. We're going to sell those shirts. And I'll tell you when they're ready. They just decided today. Well, after I called Louis and he was like, I don't care. I don't know why. I thought maybe he would care. But he's like, I don't give a shit. And then the other shirts that say the Todd Glass Show Fridays at 9 right after WTF with Marc Maron. So I'll tell you when they're going to be on sale. But it's going to be like within the week. And you'll be able to get them by Christmas if you wanted to. All right. A big goddamn plug fest in the opening of the show. But all righty, everybody. Monday, the special episode with Steve and Kevin. And then there's that. Then I look forward to having those guys back. And maybe we'll do a mushroom episode with them. I bet that would be fun. All right, everybody. Here's the show. Are you okay? All right. You're good. You are. I hope you're good. If you like my show, you know what? I think you got to be a good person. Is that wrong to say? I think you have you have to be. I don't. Now just yeah, I think so. There, you got that. If you like this show, then I think you've got to have greatness in you, decency in you, and I think you should enjoy the day. All right, bye. What if that just pissed somebody off? They're like, "All right." Oh my God. He goes on and on. This is fucking bullshit. Nobody listens to my show that's like that. But what if there was one guy? All right. Bye. Here comes that thing that Katie plays.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
If you fucking call me back this time, then don't call me
Hello.
Ever again.
I'm raring to go, baby.
The Todd Glass Show launches August
12th. Hello?
Todd.
Gary Goldman, hey, I heard his special's going to be on Comedy Central.
Listen, man.
Is that more legitimate than Netflix?
Yes, it is.
Comedy Central
Sorry.
Todd Glass.
Comedy Central presented me.
Todd Glass.
Many years ago, they presented me.
I have that on my iPhone, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
If you don't want me to do the podcast...
Now, what's this?
I don't know. Let me know that.
Brian Regan?
You want me to beg?
Todd, it's Maren.
Todd.
I'm the guy who can't come on the Todd Glass Show.
Well, it's successful. That's the whole purpose of this promo.
The Todd Glass Show.
Is that Jimmy Fallon?
Please welcome Todd Glass.
From the beautiful Las Cienegas...
Oh, it's a real show, motherfuckers.
High atop Black Horse Motors, it's the Todd Glass Show.
Oh, I'm back, everybody. Oh, that's right. I'm back from vacation. I heard it was mayhem when I was here. things were out of control.
Oh, welcome back, Todd. You look rested.
Let me.
Is it me, everybody, or does Todd always look so radiant when he comes back from vacation?
Always.
Can I tell you, if I do radiate, I took an hour and a half walk on the beach with Louis C.K. in our bare feet. Boy, that would have made a good podcast.
Why didn't you record it?
Well, because I thought that would take all the fun out of it.
Because Chris wasn't there.
In his eyes.
What city were you in that there was a barefoot beach?
What do you think? I'm lying?
I'm jealous.
No, my aunt, we went to Fort Lauderdale. And we finished our show in Tampa. And no, hold on. We finished the show in Tampa. And then we were staying at this place called, I don't need to mention it, but it was just okay.
Yeah.
Because why don't we just go to this St. Pete's? There's a hotel right on the beach. And I was like, I don't know if it's worth it because we're going to get there at 1 in the morning and the next day leave at 4. It was fucking worth it.
Yeah.
Just to wake up
at
9, 10, 11, 12, 1, then took the walk. And it was nice. So I might be radiating.
How are the blankets?
Well, let me tell you something. At these hotels that we're staying in... The beds, they throw the beds out. They tear the whole room down. Every night they go and they gut the whole room. Here's me at the hotel. They go, I go, okay, what do I owe for incidentals? They go, no, you had $25. That's covered by your $100, because you get like $100.
Per diem.
Per diem at some of the hotels. And I'm like, I would have taken more. I was serious. Okay. You get it? Like I'm joking with the
No one laughed because I think everyone in this room was absolutely with you.
Oh, yeah. I would have ordered breakfast.
Here's why I might be a better opener than you. And I don't want to cause a rift or anything like this. But I always put the incidentals on my own credit card.
So do I. Oh. You're trying to. So do I, you son of a bitch. But no, they check into the room before you get there. So you, when you leave, I just pay my incidentals.
Yeah.
What did I say that contradicted that?
I don't know. There was something about $100 per diem.
I went to pay my incidentals and I didn't have any because they go, well, the room service you had was covered by your $100 sort of per diem. You must be a member of like some club at certain
hotels.
Oh, wow. Is this boring?
No.
If it is, it's fun.
Both of you.
All right, I'll take it.
Hey, both of you guys are. I didn't know you were on the tour as well.
I'm also opening for Louis on some of the dates that Todd isn't. But I think he's giving me a little bit more. Well, I'm getting $8,000 a set. What do you?
Are you really making $8,000?
$18,000.
Oh my God!
Did I say 8,000? I probably said 8,000. I meant 18,000.
No, here's what you do. If you know someone's lying, you can still stab them by just saying this. Let's say you're not making that, but you're trying to make me jealous. Yeah. But the figure I say I'm getting is still twice as much as you're getting. So you're getting 18,000. I'm not getting that. I'm getting like 7,000. I'm happy with that. Meanwhile, you're getting 1,000. So now you're caught in your own stupid thing. Yeah. You know, Gary, the fact that you open up for Louis C. Cano, last year I did all the dates, and this year I'm splitting them with you, but I don't care. We're friends, and I even made you – well, we didn't have time to do you a jingle, I don't think, but we do have a Christmas song to play in honor of you here. It's the first Christmas song of the show.
It almost sounds like Deck the Halls.
Here's the part where I say what I want to.
What?
I can't believe you know young Jake Adams. He's the son of Wendy Silverman.
Oh my God.
She's a comic that you know from New York and Boston. And she's cool.
I swear to God, I didn't
she's
hear this.
She's a lesbian and she is funny, 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 funny chick. Now here's some animals that they say were at the manger.
Oh my God! I swear to God, I did not listen to this one. But he got that plug in there.
Goldman's on the Todd Glass Show. Todd Glass Show, his show. Gary Goldman sitting at the table doing a show with Todd Glass. Todd Glass and Irk are there, and so is everybody else who's there. Gary Goldman, I love Gary Goldman.
Oh, wow, the Todd Glass Show. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. That's the way you do it professionally, ladies and gentlemen. I've said it before and I'll say it again. That's the way you do it. We'll be back.
Oh, the Alley Cat song.
That's right. You like it?
Banana.
Here's a very aggressive guy that loves this song. Hey, you like this? Hey, stupid, you like this song?
I love it.
I fucking love this song. I fucking love the Alley Cat. It's an angry guy who loves the Alley Cat. I fucking love it. You guys will fucking listen to this song. I fucking love this song. All right, fade it out.
Ooh, papa, I'm so...
I'm in a great mood. I'm in a great mood. Let me start out... You know, a little bit slow here. Give me a few minutes. I was so excited to play your song. I told him to put it in there. Ah, I know that you took half of the dates from Todd opening for Louis C.K.
That's funny.
I thought he'd get there, but he didn't. But he got a plug in for this lesbian. That's all I need.
I had no idea until that song just came across that she was a lesbian.
Neither
she
did
was,
I. Well, she didn't either.
Oh, right.
I mean, her husband didn't. First of all,
I listen to
every single jingle that we get on the show, pretty much. And today, Lynn sent that when we had already started the show.
Oh, wow.
So obviously, we, you know, well, you or the other show we did before this with Kevin and Steve. So I think that's great that like he got to throw that plug in there. Like, how would he know that we wouldn't listen to it? Can you move this way instead of having a tightness on the cord?
Sure.
That's all right. Nothing to be sorry about. You're a pleasure. He's hot tonight on the board. The worst sound guy in the world. Do a little bit of that. Play sound effects for no reason. Like, just the wrong things. So I'm opening it up. It's an old... The door is, like, creaking open. Just the... And of course, there's a lion that walks into the room and it scares me, this loud lion.
That's the lion?
And I'm in the hospital. I'm dreaming all of this. I'm dreaming I'm on a motorcycle.
Why are you now trying to catch up to him?
Was it raining and thundering and lightning at all?
Hey, you know what? You want to be? We can be anywhere we want with our audience. You want to be right now while I open the show with some thunder?
Yeah, let's be in a thunderstorm.
Yeah, people could shut out the lights in their house.
Some rain.
All right, let's do this first.
Hey, get your candles, everybody, because the lights are about to go out.
Okay, let me give everybody at home. Set this clock. What the hell is this? No, don't play this yet.
Daniel Keno's filling in.
Oh, I like this. Go ahead.
You didn't hear this?
That's okay. Oh, Jesus.
Todd is on the road with Louie again. He left the show in Daniel's capable hands.
That was nice.
Hey, he did a great job. Let me play another submission.
Well, I know that was stupid.
That's the one thing.
I know that's the one thing. Because it reminds me so stupid.
Okay, listen. Give me 10 minutes here, and we're gonna have so much fun today. Can you help me?
Yeah,
you look great.
I like
Gary.
That you present this. Like, it's funny. It's stuff that you have to do for the show. Everybody does it. Every show does it. But I love that you have to tell your audience to just hang on.
Can
just
I tell
hang
you
on,
why? You know who I'm
and
saying?
You'll enjoy this.
Can I say who
yourself,
I'm hanging on
yourself.
To? No. Because when you go to a podcast, every second they don't let you talk blows. And I'm aware of it. So it's an apology for making you sit there. I should figure out a better way to do the show. And I take responsibility to make you talk, sit there, do nothing. All right, listen. If you send us bits, everything I am going through nice and slow today. We're going to have such a good time. I'm going to just had a fun interview with we can talk about the interview with Kevin and Steve. I hate to say Super Troopers Kevin and Steve. Because they have a whole body of work.
Broken Lizard.
Well, Broken Lizard. Broken Lizard would be, that would be the best way to say it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's how you were introduced to
that's my, yeah.
Never
well, even,
found out why they were called Broken Lizard.
Yeah, because you know why? Because I'm horrible at what I do. And Daniel wouldn't shut the fuck up. He forgot I was back in town. Anyway, in all fairness, I told Daniel, I go, help me. I was a little nervous. You know, somebody said, I don't want to tell you who told me this, but they go, sometimes that nervousness is not a quality that you want to show.
Flip Schultz.
Flip. It's funny for I don't know why, but
you don't want to mention it. But it's okay to be nervous.
It's okay to be nervous. Yeah, I was nervous, so I said, Daniel, just take the lead for me.
Yeah.
So what I did was I gushed all over them for about 10 minutes, and then I said, Daniel, ask 20 questions in a row, and don't let me get a word in edgewise.
How did I do?
You did great. You did great.
Nailed it.
You nailed it. Okay, would you stop with the sound effects? Oh my God, I thought I was going nuts. Well, it wasn't. I know. Last week you told. I listened to the show. He told you. He goes, Todd likes when I look over his shoulder and play music without his permission. Like he's gonna. You're eventually
when the
gonna.
Cat's away, huh?
Well, eventually he's gonna talk to me. Like that only works is if you never go. Todd, do you like?
What's that old saying? When the cat's away, Daniel Keno takes advantage.
Can we? Hold on.
You know the old saying.
Push your chair in a little.
All right, but I'm not even gonna be talking.
Why are you?
This
what
thing.
Are you
you're
doing?
No, push your chair because you're
doing a bit.
You're stretching the cord, and there was a problem with it last week, and I. Just don't want to pull on it. Now pull in.
All right.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Now take the mic in front of you. Oh, there you go. I love
all
him
right.
for being patient.
Okay, sure.
That's why when he asked me to fix the foam on the mic, let me explain this to our listeners. I don't want to lose them right away. Before the show started, my foam was crooked on my mic. And Daniel goes, would you fix that for me? And instead of going, yeah, well, it was a big deal, I went, you know what? I've been there. Yeah, I'll fix it for you. Sure. Sure, sure I will.
Yeah.
And that's why when I say, you know, maybe don't put that soda can on the table, he reacts as kind.
I like that voice that you, oh, is it a big deal?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
How about people in history saying important things using that voice?
It's not for you. What your country can do for you, that's what you can do for your country. One small step for mankind, one small, one whatever step for something else.
Eat Ben Eipenliner. Four score and 20 years. Ago.
Mr. Gorbachev,
dig down this wall.
Hello, the earth is, it's round, not flat.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. You know who the first person to say, I'm not even joking around, hello? Alexander Graham Bell.
I thought it was a gay,
you don't have what? You don't have what?
A gay man in a warehouse.
Hold on. What do you don't have?
I don't have anything cute for that.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew you didn't, but what would be the thing that you think you might play? It's okay you didn't have it ready, but just if you had time now to go. I went first person to say, first person.
You want me to play what I really think I would play?
Well, hold on. First person that went, hello, Alexander Graham Bell. Perfect. Thank you. You're fine. Everything all right? What's your name? You're doing a great job. You seem
Chris,
like,
why did you?
You seem like a nice guy. Get comfortable. You're going to be here for a while. If you send in bits, I have to. You all right? Okay. I have to say a few things, and then we're going to get started. Hey, yay, yay. When people send in bits, I have a fear that if we don't do them, that I'll insult somebody. So before the air, Daniel goes, well, we'll talk about that on the air. Just say the way you say, so, you know, and that'll alleviate you of that.
Like a voice of reason.
Well, he's just saying that people most, he goes, everyone understands. They're sending the bits, and he goes, you're just going to, so it is true. Sometimes you get a bit, you can do something with it. Other times, and I'm being, to George Carlin serious, you get a bit, it is funny. You're like, oh, I could see Rory doing that. And you put it aside, and then Rory's not on the show for a while. You think, oh, we'll do that next week, and you just never get to it. If you know, and there's an understanding that if you send in a bit, that sometimes I might be able to do it. Sometimes I think it's funny, I just don't know what to do with it. You don't get insulted, or you don't get, you know, then I feel better that I said that. Now there's a, you know, I feel like I said it. That made sense, right? Mm-hmm. Someone sent me a bit about the woman, first woman president that, about a, like a very sexist guy talking about it the next day. Like, yeah, it's great. You kidding me? She'll do, you know, she'll stretch the dollar. It's like all very.
Yeah.
Oh, she's great. I'll tell you, that White House will never be cleaner. It's like some horribly. Yeah. Yeah, sir, I don't think in 2012.
Hey, we don't have to pay her as much. Hey,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah. Hello, everybody. We don't have to pay her as much. Boop, boop, boop. All right, good. Okay, so there's that. Adam Flowers, his house. We'll look at that later. Leah's birthday. Leah? Is it Leah's? Leah's birthday. She knows who she is. She has a boyfriend that adores her. Okay, hold on.
I think that says Lee. Lee's birthday.
I know, but I think he spelled it wrong. I think I remember reading it. No, I think I spelled it wrong and he respelled it wrong.
Oh, okay.
There's some truth to what I said. I write things in pencil, but I like the way Eric's handwriting looks. So I write it in pencil, and then he goes over it in magic marker for me, just because I'd rather look at his handwriting. I can't read his handwriting, though, but it looks better. Daniel? Okay, hold on. Hold on. Who's drinking? I overheard this at a Thanksgiving party. I'm not even joking. Somebody said, do you think I'm an alcoholic? And my friend Mike goes, dude, I don't think I'm an alcoholic.
Mike that I know?
No. But you get the way that's funny, right? You
know? I assume Mike drinks a lot.
Yes. So it's like someone basically going, I know. Look, yes. Bullshit aside, I know I'm an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'm an alcoholic. Yeah. Right. I mean, I know. I am at a deeper level.
Yeah.
But on a daily basis, I don't go, well, I'm an alcoholic. So he goes, so, no, you're definitely not an alcoholic. Oh, it's... Oh, Derek Ross. He sent in the pictures of his house. First of all, he has a nice yard. I decided, I don't want to do the thing where people send in pictures of their houses anymore. This seems like an episode.
For advice? They're sending in pictures for advice?
No, where they just send in a picture so I can make pretend we're at the house. Like, you'd be fun, like, going, look at nice yard. Isn't it nice, everybody?
Oh, that's fun.
Look at the light post. And I could go, look, go touch the light post.
Yeah.
I thought that would be fun. I go, look, they're on that table. Go jump up and down on that wooden table.
Yeah.
But everyone's drinking beer. There's one guy drinking some wine, I noticed, at the row of people. And, good for you. You want a glass of wine? Fuck it. You don't have to sit there and drink beer. The guy's he's like, there wasn't beer. We were out of beer glasses.
It's a very specific bit.
Yeah, this is for one person's house.
That's
right,
funny.
Now.
Funny.
Derek Ross, you know what? First of all, I did look at your front yard, and I was like, you know what? That looks nice. I don't even want to make fun of it. They did a nice job with that front yard. They got the light posts out there.
Where does he live?
I don't know. I can't tell. You know, oh, my God, my ad libs are here. So Adam Flower, we have to look at his house. I've said happy birthday to You know what? The kids love me. Okay, so if you send something in, I feel better about that. Okay. Hello, this is
Jerry Seinfeld.
All right, we got that out of the way.
Love that.
Someone sent me in. Now, here's the thing. I want to be this person. It was really a cool idea. Seems like I'm complaining, but I promise I'm not. It was a great day. I had a great night. Somebody sent me in some candles, and they put like a ring around it that says the Todd Glass Show, so it is cool. But I also, well, that was so nice. Who sent those in? It was a place called Dan Coventry Candle Creations. Mm. But they do, like, they did some real cool things, and they put, like, the Todd Glass Show on there.
Yeah, I thought those were really cool. I would love that as a gift.
You can have them.
Okay.
And, no, nothing? You know, I could clear the room out and just interview Gary if I don't need any background excitement.
Background excitement?
That's what I call it.
Is that what you call this?
Yes. So, so it's very nice. But here's what I did think. I don't know it's because me pumping my chest a little bit. But I like the ambiance of a candle. I'm not a candle. And by the way, I want to be really clear with this. Like, when we saw these candles, we were like, oh, that's so cool. But I wouldn't want my thing, even though I opened these up and thought, you know, that someone was so nice. And obviously they're here sitting out in the studio and they wrote, like, the actual name of the show with a cool little logo on it. I wouldn't want my thing to be candles because I'm not really into candles. And,
right.
Like, I don't want to go to the mall and look at candles. I buy basically – it's for the light, the stick candle. But I'm not into like, oh,
you're into
this
lighting.
I'm into more of the lighting, yeah. So it's like I basically buy stick candles. That's all I buy. I buy like, you know, 25 of those. You know what a stick candle is. Some people don't. They're going, what is a stick candle? It's like a tapered candle.
Have you always had the lighting at this low in the studio?
I take it a little lower every week.
Yeah.
Eventually there'll be no
You don't find that to be sleep inducing?
No. Look at me right now. Do I feel like I'm sleeping? So there's that. So thank you. But no, I wouldn't want my thing to be people bringing candles.
But you're doing a lot of reading and everything like that. It makes your eyes tired. I would think it would make you sleepy.
Are you uncomfortable with the atmosphere here?
I think it might be making me a little sleepy.
Really?
Yeah, like making my eyes tired.
Can someone go turn it up? You're the first guest to ever have me turn it up. People right now in their houses are going, is Todd like weirded out by that?
Do you really want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. Well...
You don't, I don't think you understand.
That's how odd it was. Katie thought it was a bit.
No one's ever asked to turn
really?
The light. Well, you know my whole thing with liking them.
Yeah,
low.
I know.
It's funny
at a party, though.
No, this is the way we do it here every week.
I never noticed.
Last week when you weren't here, I had the lights turned up.
Well, good for you. How'd it go?
You tell me.
Well, it was all right. It wasn't. If you're being nice to me, what I would say was, it was awesome what you did. I'm serious. Like, no, and I'm not lying. But if you're going to be a dick, well, I can go in for the kill. You have a lot of to George Carlin. I thought that was why is that?
Funny? I just love it when you do that.
Yeah. I listened to it, and seriously, I have no qualm saying this. Podcast or not, it's not like you had to take over the David Letterman show to be a little nervous, you know, like it's like I said, it's like exact first time you do stand-up, so and then you're filling in it's like filling in for someone doing stand-up. It's very personal.
Yeah,
so I thought you did a fucking great job.
It's a show that already exists.
Yeah, and I did listen to the interview, and I loved, man, let me tell you something, David Feldman really, I thought in a certain incidences, might go like, oh, and I'd still love him to death, but, you know, he might not agree with us on our PC thing.
Mm-hmm.
He really echoed a lot of the same feelings that we have on the show, and I thought he said it sometimes in a much more, in a clearer, diligent way, or more clear way.
More eloquent.
More eloquent.
Concise.
Yeah, a lot of things on raising children and respecting them. And
I really like that story he told about his son. He said his teacher called him, and she said, your son is like a class clown. He's hilarious, but he's the first class clown I've ever had that didn't get laughs at other people's expense.
Wow. That must have made him so proud.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It was great, yeah.
Gary, I know we're going to say it later, but I want to say it right now just to make sure. Your hour special?
Hour special, yeah.
That's
nice. Yeah.
What's it called?
I'm very excited. It's called...
Can I tell him what it is? Don't be embarrassed. He misnamed... Can I tell him what happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, he let his grandmother name the special, and now he's embarrassed, but she was not... At the time, she wasn't... Can I... Is that...
Yeah, that's fine.
I can edit this out.
Yeah, of course.
So he let his grandmother name the special, and when she was sick, because he thought she was going to die, she's fine now. Now the special has a funny name. I don't want to say it if you don't want to say it.
I'll say it.
Go ahead.
In this economy?
And it's a piece of gefilte fish. that, people. That's the type of comedy you get. That's what you get for free, motherfuckers. Okay, so thank you, Dan. That was very nice. Oh, okay, we're going to take a call. Not even lying.
You know, that God Bless America thing really annoys me.
Oh, it's David Feldman. It's a message you left for me.
I'm here with Mommy. She's giving me some of her stuff.
Oh, it pauses. We have this running bit that he goes to my house and calls my mom Mommy. Like, and I tell him, I go, Dave, stop going to my house. Again, it's not your mom and it's not Mommy. You're making me, that grosses me out.
It's creepy, yeah.
So he calls me up and he goes, Mom. He always makes it like it's second. Like, he's there and you know it. So he won't even address it. He goes, anyway, Mommy's giving me some of her stuff. And I picture David going all the way to Philadelphia, hanging out with my mom.
Walking through her house.
Yeah. Hey, Mommy.
From Los Angeles.
Giving her what she needs, you know. And she's like, he's like, Mommy. And she's like, oh, he makes me feel good. Anyway. Oh,
he's
Mommy.
He's usurping he your goes, role.
He goes, Mommy wants us to hang out more in L.A. Listen.
Give me a call. Do my show. We'll talk over the phone. Are you flying? Where are you? It's David Feldman. I'm Jewish. David Feldman. I'm Jewish.
No, actually, David Feldman's on the line right now.
David Feldman.
Hi, Dave.
I'm
what
Jewish.
Oh, okay. Is he, put him on one more time. Dave, talk
to me.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm Jewish.
And you also don't know how to listen. Look, go ahead. Is that him again?
David
Todd Glass. Hey, Dave.
I'm Jewish.
Hey. Hi, Dave.
David Feldman.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm Jewish.
Well, that's not asking how you are.
Hello?
No, call. Put Dave back on again. Put David back
David
on.
David Feldman.
Hello, what are you?
I'm Jewish.
All right. Come on, this is good for free.
So my special airs December 8th
it's
at
my new
10 p.m.
Yeah, December 8th.
At 10 p.m. It's a Saturday night on Comedy Central, and it's called In This Economy?
After all that, you go back. What is the name of it, really? It is. Oh, you gave it. See, that's funny because I pictured. No. I'm not embarrassed.
Come on.
If your grandmother named it that, like when you first hear that, you're like, that's actually a name that works, just sounding from a Jewish woman.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I did
yeah.
think, so my instincts were right. They're like, what's wrong with that name?
Yeah. I thought,
motherfucker. Aha, you piece of shit.
I thought that's like a thing you've said to him before, so that's why you set it up that way, because you've heard the name.
No.
Because it does kind of sound like that
something
would happen.
A grandmother
in
would
this
say.
Economy?
Yeah.
But so does anything. Thin yeah. pig?
Yeah. So
vintage crap and other shit.
And this economy was perfect.
You're right.
You teed it up. You teed it up.
Guys, there's a lot to get to. And Adam, I don't think we're going to get to your house today. I'm going to tell you that right now. But I'm going to tell you, I took that walk through your home. What is this? You can play it. Maybe he'd like to hear it. Wouldn't you want to hear it if it was your name? What do we have a right to think, us, that we shouldn't play it?
Gary Goldman, Gary.
It's the Christmas show.
Goldman.
That's good.
All right, listen. So, Gary, so you're special this Saturday at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Listen, that's what
it's
a good host does.
In this economy. And
no, seriously,
I talk amongst other things about...
What do you talk about
the
on there?
Some of the perspective I gained by being broke during this latest recession. And I've come out the other end, and I actually have my own place, and I was able to sell my house and all these things.
You live in New York now.
I live in New York City now.
I'll do the interviewing.
Yeah. And actually, Todd, I wish you had been there the other day, because I was in Central Park, and a woman, she was probably in her 40s. She had like a 3-year-old, and the kid was acting up while she was on the phone, on her cell phone, in Central Park. She took the kid to the park and must have been gabbing away on her cell phone, so the kid got a little antsy.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing, she doesn't hang up the phone. She keeps the phone at her ear, and she grabs him, and she says, if you don't stop that, I'm going to take your pants down and spank you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I couldn't
By the
believe
way,
it. And it was while somebody else on the other end could hear this. She wasn't even...
Are you sure she was talking to the kid?
No, ashamed by this.
On the phone?
No, she was talking to the kid. I was horrified
but
by it.
You know, I've talked about that. But it, you know, it's Gary. It's funny, like...
What do I do in a situation
do?
Like that? I wanted to say, madam, how dare
well,
you?
Well,
you
I don't know if you'd want
like
to use...
That. You can't do that.
...dated terms in a time of turmoil.
Madam? We're not using madam anymore in times of
Who's
turmoil.
Turmoil.
Well, I've I have a joke about that. The fact that we know that expression... Hey, by the way, you start talking about this topic. Let's not go crazy on it, but let's give it a few minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? That what are you talking about?
This is a woman in Central Park.
Okay, yes.
She lives in New
okay,
York City.
Hold on.
She's obviously a successful person,
it.
An educated
Please, if
person.
If you keep talking, I'm going to lose it again.
Sorry.
That expression that we know, I'm going to take your pants down and spank you.
Yeah.
Look, you know.
Has anybody ever carried that
out? Some people,
yeah,
of course they do.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. The thing that bothers me about the most is not that it's done. It's that who defends it. Because if you break it down, not break it down in a hocus pocus way, but break it down in exactly what that means, the person that doesn't want to hear it might go, oh, you're reading into it. No. There's a lot of people that wouldn't do that anymore. And what it basically says is, you know that spanking hurts? Well, I'm going to mix that with making you humiliated to be naked in public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if spanking hasn't worked yet, pulling your pants down so people could see. And you know what? I know I have clarity when I say this. And I'll edit if I listen to it later and go, Todd, you have to be crystal clear when saying what I'm saying. And, you know, I'm a little bit – I smoked a little.
Yeah.
But – say it for the vileness that it is. I'm going to let people see your penis, and I'm going to let people see your naked ass, and I'm going to inflict the pain while you're dealing with also being mortified that it's – and all that. I'm going to teach you how dirty your body is by actually having this whole thing happen.
Wow.
Yeah, it's vile. And it's like – it's – you know, but you know, the same –
Play a little game with me just to humor me for a second. Because some people, devil's advocate, oh, the kid won't even remember it. And say that to me. The kid won't.
He won't even remember it. No.
I'll tell you about a kid who, when he was seven, he's now in his 40s, was 40. Threatened.
Gross.
I wonder if this kid remembers it. Yes, it was at a Rexall Drugs on a Sunday at the North Shore Mall in Peabody, Massachusetts, and his fucking father threatened him with that, and he's never forgotten it. And there is still some resentment, and a who the fuck do you think you are in this kid's head? And that young man's name was Gary Gulman.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when that happened?
Seven. At the oldest. I could have been four, but it's so sharp in my memory, and I will never forget the fear and anticipated humiliation. And, of course, I stopped acting up immediately, but I honestly never really looked at my father the same way again after he threatened that thing. And he did it a few times. It was always like, this guy is dangerous.
Hey, look,
he could ruin my life at any moment.
Gary, first of all, know that when we talk about something
like
this.
And I'm a mess.
Of course there's the people that listen that go, good, it's nice to hear someone talk about it, then dumb comedians sit around talking about how kids need to be hit more. You know,
the
majority of comedians. And audiences love it.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
if
this
audience agrees with us, yeah, you know what? Cathartic can be fun sometimes. And preaching to the choir sometimes can be fun. Can be cathartic is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
So if we're preaching to the choir to some of our listeners, that's okay. And for others that disagree, I always say, I want to talk you through it as many times. Let's say just what we're talking about today, my views on, hitting children.
Yeah.
Some people I might rattle out of it. If somebody goes, you know what? I like Todd Glass. I think he's funny, but I just, I can't listen anymore when he starts talking about, that's when we part ways.
Mm.
That's when we part ways. Because I'm not going to stop. Because you know why I won't stop? For the people that know it already and they believe it, they like to hear it because it's fun sometimes to hear someone on the right side of the issue. And I also won't stop because of the younger people that are still impressionable, that it might make sense to somebody that's younger and they might alter the way. So I'm not going to stop because you want to continue your bad behavior.
Yeah.
Especially when that's the most gruff I sound when I talk about it. I get a little angst in my voice. But it comes from a place of love. It comes from a place of, you know, I talked to my friend Kevin, who's going to be on the show, and he's a therapist, and he just has a way of cleanly breaking down things. And he said, you know, it is hard not to hit kids. He goes, there's no doubt about it. And he goes, it's not hard. It's hard not to hit our adults.
Yeah.
But sane people manage to do it. And he goes, you know, and if it helped raise children better, they would be advocating to do it. The people that study this that now call that child abuse, it's because they've studied it and it's not hocus pocus. And it doesn't work. They act like we're arguing to change what works. It doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Can I interject something right here?
People tend not to put on the screeching brakes on what works. Yeah, go.
I'm sorry. I thought to myself when it was happening, oh my God, 35, but I look like it's only been 33 years ago. My father was threatening me with this thing. You would think there would have been some, we know that it's not good to hit, and 35, but I look 33 years older later. This is still going on. This woman, hey, how dare you?
Let me ask you a question.
Did you say something?
No, I walked away and I said, I'm going to tell Todd. I really did.
Well, let me tell you.
I said, telling Todd.
Well, look.
It wasn't my place, I felt.
The thing is.
It might have humiliated the kid worse, maybe. I rationalize. I don't know.
The thing is that
it's,
you know,
certainly. I'm sorry.
This person on the phone call was more important than her spending some time with her kid. She's just a shitty mom, I feel.
Well, you know, you don't even know. I know people go, aren't you judging this one mom? You know, we're not talking about this specific mom. We're talking about using spanking.
Yeah.
As a, and you know what someone said? The other problem with spanking is, and look, I don't mind talking about this again, is if I give a little slant to it, something that maybe I haven't discussed before.
Well, how it affected Gary Goldman is the new slant.
Yes, right. One of the biggest things, the problem with corporal punishment or using physical violence, is you have to up the violence.
Ooh.
You have to up the spanking. It doesn't stop until it pains them.
Wow.
So you can talk about it any way you want, but the truth is there's a reason that it works short term. Well, how does it work short term? Psychologically? Obviously not. So it's got to sting. So when people fake hit their kids, show me how you hit your kid, they never hit it. And how come if everyone's so okay with it, no show has ever shown it? I fucking thought about that yesterday.
Wow.
How come no show... If there's people sitting there going, I get, and look, I'm going to go off here. I get the difference, and it's very important to point out when making your cause the difference between what we call child abuse and spanking that we're trying to get everyone to know that it is. We get there's an in-between now, and if you've hit your child, that does not mean child abuse. But we're talking about not hating your parents for the way they raised you, but your goal is to better it. Don't rationalize because what your parents did. Who knows what was done to them and they did better it. Yeah. It's your job not to match the way you were raised, but to take it to another level. You don't have to hate your parents if they did it. They did the best they could do. It's your job to take in this new information. And I think sometimes people don't want to realize that there's a right way ahead of us because it means, did I fuck up in the past? You did the best you could do. The only thing you could do to make up for if you did anything that could have been done better is move forward. Don't just hold on to archaic beliefs because, well, that's how it was done to me and that's what I did to my kids. Because if even if you're 60 and you're out there and you're listening to this and you had kids and you did it, you're sitting here going, oh, I did do that. Have a talk with them. There's a full, you know what? We weren't thrilled with some of the way we raised you. You can put it behind you. My point isn't to say this so anyone out there that has you to make them feel bad. No, that's not my point. But what I was going somewhere and
it would be nice if they
felt bad. If you learn something, it's...
Yeah, if you learn something and just, you know, your job is to just not keep perpetuating. Oh, that's what I was going to say, that we're not talking about child abuse. I get the difference.
Yeah.
But the fact is that if why hasn't any show, you know, spanking, not child abuse, spanking, what should be done, what some organizations will teach you that it's okay to do. Not one show has had the balls or the guts. I'll tell you why. Because when you see it shot, it looks horrible.
Wow.
And anybody that even owns it, because someone would have thought about it. If someone's out there and some producer or some director, not the ones that agree with me, but the ones that are thinking, no, kid needs spoil the rod or, you know, needs it. You know, there's a difference between that thinks spanking. Then how come? I'm not talking about child abuse. Why hasn't proper spanking ever been depicted on one show? And don't pick some obscure show. You know what I mean? On a mainstream sitcom where someone goes, I'm putting it in my show. Fuck that. I'm not hiding that element. You know, you picture a guy, and I bet there was somebody thinking that. God, on my show, I'm going to tell show what it's like. I'm just seriously, I'm going to have a show. I'm not going to, you know, hey, you got kids. No show shows that. That's because you know why? Because they ran footage of it.
Not even Titus, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, how about some of
Not even Fox News.
How about some of the, how about every act that has gone on to do a show that on a stage act talks about we need to go back to hitting kids?
Talking to you, Sinbad.
Then why don't you have it in your show? Why don't you have it in your show? Fight for it on your show.
Yeah.
You'll have your audience. Why?
Do you?
No, I'm not. Especially the acts that where they're very heavy on in their act. We need to go back to hitting our kids, right? And then they have a show, but they don't show it in the show.
Of course not.
Why not? Well, you should be proud of it.
It's true. You found a way to make it funny in your act on stage. Find a way to make it funny on TV.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, do you think you would have significantly changed the dynamic of that parent and was that a boy or a girl?
It was a boy.
Boy, that woman and her son, if you had interjected at that moment? Because even if you just had a small altercation with her, that would have changed the way, like, the kid would have seen that. And that would have done something, I think. Like, next time she would have gone to hit him, he'd be like, oh, really, let's ask a stranger what they think, Mom.
I could have said something like, to the I effect wonder, of, hey, lady. What are you doing threatening a kid like that?
Can I say, in a case like that...
Put the phone down, I would have said.
I think you could have said something, but I don't think you should be hard on yourself for not saying something.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Well,
I was
Hey,
was
by the
horrified.
Way, I don't mean to interrupt, but this is definitely just in a Twitter. We're getting a live Twitter feed. Harris Whittles says that this Chinese guy put poo-poo in his Sprite. He wants to know if that's too far. That really is one of his tweets.
That's funny.
The Chinese guy puts poo-poo in his Sprite. Too far? Harris.
It's interesting because usually it's done in a Coke.
Yeah, and it's usually pee-pee.
You do pee-pee in my Coke? You do pee-pee in my Coke? Gary, so I'm glad you told that story.
You know where that started, right?
Yeah, well, the story started when he was a little boy.
No, with the pee-pee in the Coke.
No.
You don't know where that... You know, Chinese play joke?
That's a true story.
Yeah, no, Coca-Cola used to have like giant plants in China.
And they'd pee-pee in the Coke.
And they found like a high percentage of...
That is not true.
That's believable, though. That would be a good... That would be a fun game, though. Urban legend? That's not even an urban legend.
That's not even...
That was completely
made up
by Daniel Kino.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very sharp.
Mm-hmm. Hamburger. Hey... So we got that out of the way. Just bear with me. All right, that's disrespectful. Come on, Gary's a guest.
Todd's a lot of fun.
I am fun.
Remember that woman?
Be that woman at the mall. Move away from the mic, and she's yelling at her kid, because there go, Mom, you're no fun no more.
I'm fun!
You're no fun, Mom.
Oh, stop, because I'm fun. Miss... I told my daughter, I said, not. That's fun.
Mom, that's old.
It's fun.
I am fun.
It's fun.
I am fun.
And I'm fun. And I made the kids eat the French fries from under the seats. They were dry, and I said, eat them.
Oh, may pretend by this time the whole lunchroom has cleared out. You started yelling at a courtyard, like at a mall,
yeah.
And everyone left. Your kids, your husband, you're just so upset that you're not having fun anymore. Put a little, and it's empty now. There's just one janitor sweeping, and it's still the mom complaining. Her husband and kids went home.
I'm fun. I know I'm fun. Why wouldn't I be fun? Look, I'm fun. God, I'm fun. I'm fun. Fun? Why wouldn't I be fun? They don't think I'm fun. Well, they'll see who's fun. I'm fun. I'm fun. I'm fun. I'm fun. Who's not fun? That's fun when I say that. When they say something and I say not, that's fun. And when I tell them not to go there, I say don't go there. That's fun.
Oh, holy night, stars are brightly shining.
Do you remember when this was a popular YouTube clip?
It is the night.
It's so bad, it's good.
Paul Schaefer used to sing as Cher, oh, holy night.
Oh, holy night.
Yeah.
Do you hear this? It's so bad, it's good.
Long lay
this was popular, like, years ago. When I faded out, I'm not even enjoying it.
Did you know that...
Who was it?
That's just some... Who is that?
Some dude.
All right, let me do this. Remember I said, you know when you, Daniel, you can tell I haven't get started yet? Let me do one more, and then we're going to start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got to... Okay, so we got that Jarrett Gilbert. I'm just going to say these names. Jarrett Gilbert, I forget what happened with you, but something happened, and you were nice, and now I don't remember. The Cat Frat... Oh, the Bury Me a Lion. They're a band, aren't they? Yeah. Oh, we enjoyed their music.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, that says it. We listened to some of your music today. It's not a big shout out, but we casually listen to your music. And
what was their band called?
Bury Me a Lion.
Okay, I was just curious.
Watch your mouth. And then the cat. There's. We're going to do a bit. Somebody send it. We should have a cat fraternity, and Rory. And then Rory. And they're pledging the cats to get into the fraternity. It's funny.
It's funny.
But remember what I said about the bits. Okay, small act of kindness. We'll talk about that next week. Hamburger. There you go, Dan, and Coulter. Oh, Jesus. Well, okay, we're going to talk about, okay, Ann Coulter. You know, someone said Ann Coulter's not an idiot. She knows that stuff she says gets her attention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can still be an idiot. It's like saying, you know that guy at the mall spreading shit all over his face? He's not an idiot. He gets all that attention. Well, for spreading shit on his face, though, I don't know.
Yeah, but the question isn't whether she's an idiot. It's whether she's devious and causing great harm to a nation.
Well, of course we agree on that. Why are you looking at me like I'm going to disagree?
No, because the person is, well, you know, she's no idiot. It's the whole thing where, well, if you're making money from it, then all is forgiven.
That's right. Well, that's what I said.
I hate that.
I have a lie, but I can go. They go, yeah, but she's selling books, Todd.
You wouldn't take $20 million to do that? No, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't. There's not enough money on the planet to get me to do wrong.
Gary, we have a phone call right now. This is not a joke, I swear to God.
Gary, I'd like you to do a show on NBC. It's about how dumb Jews are. Will you do it?
No, thank you.
We'll get Leno.
Oh, I should have said yes.
I should have said yes. I know. I thought that. Do you want to do it again?
Jackass.
Say, go off on your tangent again, how you wouldn't take anything. You don't settle for nothing. You know, you're going to have integrity.
Who are you on the phone?
President of NBC.
Oh, okay.
The devil voice. I didn't want the devil voice. I wanted the phone voice. But the devil voice works.
Stink.
What? You don't
stink? Can I just beat myself up for a minute?
No.
Why?
A person who had funny instincts would have immediately said yes.
Go into the bathroom and splash cold water on your face and just forget about it. Can I suggest that?
All right.
You got in there quick.
Wow, yeah.
I'm going to beat myself up a little bit in the mirror, though. God, what were you thinking? Todd set you up for this thing. What is the old improv? Yes, and. And what do? You deny. Like a fucking schmuck. Like a schmendra. Like a putz. Like a yutz. Like
what's
a real
doing?
Schnook.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like a schmageggy.
He's having a bar mitzvah.
I hate myself. I just...
Baptism.
I don't think Todd is even going to... Well, we'll see if he ever has me on the show again after that fucking gaffe.
Hey.
I'm going to ask him if he can cut it out and I could try it again. Maybe he could cut it out and I could try it again.
Later, 20 seconds, in real time.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, would you do... Let me ask you a question. Would you... people, the Ann Coulter thing, like, would you do... You know, people always ask
that. Well, people always say, well, they make a lot of money, $20 million, would you do it for $20 million? No. You know what? No, I would not. I would not sell out my people. I would not sell out the American public for $50 million, $100 million.
Gary, we have a phone call, I swear to God. It's from the president of NBC.
Oh, really?
Gary, we have a show. You host it. We make fun of Jews and their dumb religion. Do you want to host it?
Of course.
All right, listen. Okay, here's
redemption.
Here's the last thing I'm going to do before we kick this show off. And we... How long have we done so far?
48 minutes.
Well, so's your sister.
Wow, take that, Katie. So silly.
I want to address something, and then we're gonna move on. We got see the things that we have today.
Yeah.
But I want to get this off of my mind. I don't know why, I don't think this is part of the show, because it is. I get it. But somebody, I have this joke about you can't say Merry Christmas anymore. Now, unless they edited my special, I'm to George Carlin, the joke differently, here's my beef with this person, if we want to say beef. It says, and I hope this, it's from Alex, who's this from?
Alex Stitch.
Alex what? What's his Twitter title?
At Alex Stitch.
Say it again, loud.
Alex Stitch.
Alex Stitch.
No one's going to understand.
At Alex Stitch.
Yeah.
So he says, and I don't think he meant it aggressively. I would think maybe comedically aggressively. I'm trying to... That's not the point, that if you go, oh, he was so aggressive. That's not my problem with it. Even if he said it in a kinder way. And he might have, too. He might have been trying to be funny, but he might also feel it. That's not my problem, is the tone. Just the pure what he's saying.
Okay.
Don't be a prick.
Oh,
when someone says Merry Christmas, you know what they mean. Just say thank you. Well, in my bid, it says this. I don't address the people
This is a comment on Netflix?
They tweeted it.
Oh, okay.
Tweeted it. Excuse me. They tweeted it.
So your special on Netflix, which airs every Wednesday night at 9 on Netflix.
every night. We can get the podcast in this as a running bit. Yeah, my special, it's on Netflix every Saturday at 8. It's right on after Gary Goldman's show on Comedy Central. Well, Netflix is the next channel.
Oh, yeah.
I tell people
all
that.
You have to
Netflix
do is,
isn't a channel.
Turn off the TV and turn on your computer, and then it's right after.
Yeah, it's right there. It's like better.
Wait, so you think he was referencing your special that got
he did
edited wrong?
No. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm curious.
In my special, I'm going
to
tell you the way I do the joke, unless I'm wrong about the way they edited it, then I don't know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I go out of my way to say, I mean, literally, this is somebody, look, the reason I'm reading this is because if I thought that it was just this one person, who cares? This is better to read than it is an insult about your comedy. This is, you know, what I mean is, because I'm really not defending a joke. I'm more defending the whole thing about Merry Christmas, which happens to be a joke, but then also have the way I really do feel about it. So I don't mind defending it because this guy mirrors, I'm going long here. What I'm trying to say is sometimes Daniel thinks I'm preaching to the choir. Other people still are confused about that. Reasonably smart people in a room, let's say hypothetically I wasn't there and someone goes, oh, geez, you can't say Merry Christmas anymore. You get yelled at. Thank you. And very rarely is there me around to go, no, you're completely wrong. Now, some people might have heard me talk about this before and go, you know what, he's got a point. Others go, no. I think I hit it from every angle to close up any doubt that the only thing that's not Christmassy is Merry Christmas. Because Happy Holidays includes everybody.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas doesn't.
Right.
So Happy Holidays is more Christmassy than Merry Christmas.
Yes.
But here's the other thing that I hate, that he went after something that I didn't say. He goes, and by the way, even though people go, this isn't the end of the world, I always have, thank God, something doesn't have to be the end of the world to get a little heated up about it.
Yeah.
But it does have to do with misconceptions and people just not wanting to rattle something. So I say, here's the way I think most people felt. When someone said Merry Christmas to them, most, not all, most felt, I know what they mean. So it's what he's saying. You know what they mean. That's how I felt for years. Whenever anybody, I'm Jewish, I happen to be Jewish. If someone said Merry Christmas, they meant Happy Holidays. Exactly what he's saying.
Right.
So I'm in agreement with him.
Yeah.
This is not what it's about. It's about when someone does approach this guy and go, hey, why don't you say Happy Holidays? That includes everybody.
Yeah.
He's fighting the good holiday spirit.
Right.
And here was my analogy. And yes, and I'm going to repeat it because I hope there is someone that will go use it. The next time you're there, I want someone else to be there to snuff that lie out. It would be like if you walked around saying, hi, Glenn, to everybody. Hi, Glenn. Hey, Glenn. Hey, Glenn. And you know what everyone thought? Even Bill and Lisa and Katie and Eric, they went, he means hi.
Yeah.
And they took it. So they're okay. But then somebody walks over and goes, hey, say hi. That includes everybody. Hence, Happy Holidays.
It's a brilliant analogy.
Just say, and he goes, oh my God, you can't say hi, Glenn, anymore? Yes, if you know you're talking to Glenn. Hence, Merry Christmas if you're positive you're talking to another person that celebrates Christmas.
Yeah.
But if you're generic, you don't go, hi, Glenn. And then act like when someone says just to say hi, because that's encompass of everybody, you act like they're taking away your right to say hi, Glenn. And they're not.
No.
Just as long as you're talking to Glenn. Otherwise, you look like, think about that, how that person looks going around. I can't say hi, Garrick, anymore. I can't say hi, Glenn. I can't say hi, Glenn. Someone will go, yes, you can.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? If you see Glenn, you say hi to him. But they're talking about going up to random people and saying hi, Glenn.
Yeah.
So no one's telling you can't say hi, Glenn.
Yeah.
And you're taking it out of proportion to make a point that doesn't exist. You must be fucking, that must be exhausting to have to go to the length to not hear what I just said and be able to go, I'm being cocky. Someone that disagreed with me before they heard me talk about this, a sane person right now would have the ability to go, he's right.
Yeah.
I'm not right about everything. In this, I get clear. He's right. You don't, why am I trying to hit it from this angle? But some people do mind it. Yes, obviously. But a lot didn't.
You'd be embarrassed to say hi, Glenn, to everybody.
Well, let's play it out.
Just in case they weren't called Glenn.
Oh, my God. You can't say hi, Glenn, anymore?
You know what?
This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
In September, I go around to everybody and I say Happy New Year. Even though it's just the Jewish New Year, I say Happy New Year. And around the time of the Chinese New Year, even to people who aren't Chinese, I say Happy New Year. And they always correct me and say, oh, I'm not Jewish. Or I'm not Chinese. Sometimes they don't have to correct me and say I'm not Chinese. I know they're not Chinese. But I'm just throwing it out there just in case they're Chinese. A quarter of the world's population are Chinese. They might be Chinese, just not out of the Chinese closet.
I'm lost. Is anybody else?
No, I'm with you.
Oh, what, you are?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you
sometimes I'll even say
jump
in Hebrew. In Hebrew, I'll say, Chag Sameach. And I'll be real Jewy about it.
Sometimes I'll say Merry Christmas to people 2 weeks after New Year's, which is when the Russian Orthodox Christmas is.
Sometimes I'll say Happy Valentine's Day to somebody who's not in a relationship with me.
I say happy Hello. Birthday to everybody every day.
Yeah, we're calling from the Boring Festival. We wanted you and Daniel.
Oh, do you think they'll invite us?
Yeah, we
Oh my God, it's the Boring Festival. They're on the phone, guys.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Wait a minute. I auditioned for the Boring Festival like 6 months ago. I didn't hear back. I didn't think I was boring enough.
I submitted a 9-hour tape.
Todd, that's hilarious.
Hello. Todd didn't want to use
I submitted a poem, a lyric poem, though. It didn't rhyme.
Hello. Hello?
Yes. Yes. Is this the Boring Festival?
The Boring Festival. No,
you know what? That's not the zone here. See, I wanted to stop that bit because I don't like it. Because on a... on a pod, you're always already worried. Is this interesting or isn't? You don't need a bit that maybe mocks. You're fine. Everything you do is great. But hold on there.
No, I was kidding.
La la la, pot pot, give us some pot. Forget what you are. You can be what you're not.
Is that Neil Diamond?
High, high, I wanna get high.
Okay, I want you to listen to this. This is worth letting breathe. This is real, but we still
to George Carlin.
To George Carlin.
Mm-hmm.
There's something after it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is real. As much as I know, because I talked to Joe today on the phone, I said, hey, you listen to that the song. Mm-hmm. He goes, that is Neil Diamond. He goes, I think it's got to be, it seems like an anti-drug campaign. And not campaign, but is a song that was meant to say bad things about drugs? Are they comparing hardcore drugs to pot? Mm-hmm. But it's real, and you're going to want to stop it like I did and go, come on, at one point. This is real, but to our best, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then
but it's taken out of context? Is that what you're
saying?
No,
it's not taken out of context. These are really these people telling their story about drugs laced into this happy-go-lucky song. That's, okay, play it.
All right.
La, 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 pot, pot, give us some pot. Forget what you are, you can be what you're not. High, high, I want to get high. Never give it up if you give it a try. La, 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 la.
I started when I was 13, and I had saw some people smoking pot, and I bought myself a nickel bag, and I went behind my building and sat on a bench all by myself, and I smoked that bag, you know, until I finally got high. But I started with pot because I was curious. And at that time, I was having problems with my family. I remember on one trip, I was at a party, and I got very sick from speed, from meth. And I used to shoot it in my spine. I also used to shoot acid in my spine. And I had too much. I was building a big thing up over
now
a
listen.
Week. And I got sick, and I tried to commit suicide.
Oh, God.
Come on in.
La, 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 pot, pot.
We'll play one more round and then we're going to try to do our own.
La, la, la,
who else has got a story? Oh.
I was so sensitive, you know, like every my family, there was so much going on in my family. You know, every little thing bothered me. When I started using drugs, like I just didn't care. Nothing bothered me, nothing hurt, you know, I didn't feel anything. And, like, I didn't care if I lived or died, so I didn't care if I used, you know, shot dope or if I took an OD or what. I was so unhappy, like, I felt so unworthy, you know. From the time I was growing up, I think, like, I have two older sisters, they're twins, you know. The three of us used to compete for my father's love, and I always felt like he loved them more than he loved. Like, he used to tell me this, you know. Like, he used to say all the time, you're unworthy, you're not as good looking as your sisters, you're not this like your sisters, you know. You're never going to be anything. No one's ever going to love you. He was a rabbi, and there was a lot of pressure.
A rabbi?
Listen.
La, 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 pot, pot, give me some pot. Forget what you
Do you want to hear another verse? I've never listened to another verse.
Yeah,
I can't get
of course. Yeah.
You do?
The rabbi one is incredible.
We can't give the... I know which rabbi it is. I don't want to say it.
Rabbi David Feldman.
I never felt much like I was much of anything in my whole life.
Is this another Jewish guy?
I wasn't good in it anywhere. But I was never happy. Never happy. I always felt on the outside. Actually, as much as I would like to deny the fact that pot was the beginning of my usage of drugs, I mean, it's there as a fact. It was the beginning of my using of drugs. It was the first thing I touched. In the drug field, I was told it was innocent by everybody that...
By the way, this counts as the show.
...that I looked up to as intellectuals and smart people. And they told me there was nothing wrong with pot. You would never graduate to anything else.
Now I can walk up the street here about a block and see these same people, as intellectual as I thought they were, using heroin. I can't see myself ever using it again.
Neil, you have anything? La, 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 pot, pot. Well, there you go. I mean, I can't listen anymore. It's just too hard to listen to. But yeah, well, you know, we do. Well, I guess. What do you guys have? Something? I mean,
are there any other people that they interviewed?
Is there anything?
Anybody
else?
With some positive experiences?
Yeah, the real version. Yeah, do the real version. Well, wait. Oh, yeah. Let's try to do this first. Okay, play the pot song again. Let's see if we can tell our own pot stories and give me play the betting music.
I have a recent pot story. That okay, well, I smoked last week with my girlfriend.
But I think the joke has to be that it's so worse than pot. Like you ended up doing a horrible thing, but we can tell that later. But for this bit, we're gonna do like be the person telling the story here, and then we'll play the jingle. Like, let me show you. Watch. Okay, play the jingle.
Pot, pot, give us some pot. Forget what you are. You can be what you're not. High, high, I wanna get high. Never give it up if you give it a try.
Well, I mean, it had to be. I was in sixth grade, and you know, see that, huh? And da 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 da. I don't have anything now. I'm just saying you guys should have something. I couldn't think of anything either.
Wow.
Okay, hold on. But look the way he's faded it where he can do it.
God, Neil Diamond, what a schmuck.
Hold on, pay it. I remember
stupid thing.
I'd smoked pot that Friday afternoon, and then I went to... I got into my car and I pulled off and I had just smoked two hits of pot. And I saw a bunch of people in the middle of the street and I just revved that car and I just started smashing into them. I was going forward. I was going backwards. I was just rip-roaring around the parking lot trying to kill every single person that I could. And then at that point, I started injecting heroin into my spine and started going around my neighborhood at night slowly killing people. And that's really was the demise and when I started to lose my mind. I mean...
Give us some pot. Get what you are. You can be what you're not. High, high. I want to.
You want to try
high.
It?
Yeah, all right.
Never give it up if you give it a try.
Oh, Gary.
I remember in eighth grade, I started smoking pot after Mr. Tolter's gym class in the bathroom. And then must have been like 21 years later, I got into... black tar heroin, and I started a whole group of people who I called it Al Qaeda, and we hijacked some airplanes and we flew them into the World Trade Center. But it started with pot.
Pot, give us some pot. Forget what you are, you can be what you're not. High, high,
it all leads back to pot.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Pot, 9/11. Pot.
Oh, yes. You call that the headliner in this business. I looked at Daniel. You want to take a round? He looked at you and now he got it.
No, I don't want to follow that.
Oh, that's fun. What is this you have? What do you always got something special for me? What,
Todd,
hold
give
on.
Me some
Wait, do
Todd.
We have any, do we have
forget
any?
The podcast.
Todd, give me some Todd. Forget other podcasts. What else could you want? Class, I want to hear class. Remember, slow down if you're moving too fast.
La, la, la.
Can you play that?
I remember the first time I ever got introduced to the Todd Glass Show. You know, it was in high school with some friends, and we were at a party, and you know, a friend. A friend of mine said, "Hey, you want some glass, man?"
Yeah.
And you know, we just
hold on, stop everything. There's a problem. What?
He started in the middle of the jingle.
I know. What I said is, yeah, we'll just go with it. That's what you do. Yeah, like he definitely went different than we do it. But once he's doing it, it's not like he did it wrong. So you seem to sit there like, no, that was done wrong. The thing is, yeah, but he did it wrong. Not really wrong. He just didn't. He just sort of he started the bit not knowing what we had talked about. So you just sort of find him and you go with him, not bring him back to
Baba
you.
Booey.
What?
Pop, pop,
I'm a little high also, so I might be aggressive.
No. Listen.
Am I right? Help me here.
Hey,
you sit there and
just,
say nothing.
Just put it on the loop.
Well, no, you know what? I'm going to go back to doing what I always do, and I'm being totally genuine right now to George Carlin. There can be a time where a bit can be stopped, and so I can't just blindly say. In this case, it was just go forward, like find where he's at and give the betting music. Usually we play the Todd first. That's what we rehearse. But then you had already started. I'm like, yeah, just find him, and which would be play the betting music. But in all fairness to him, there are times when you could go, no, let's stop and we'll do it again. So it wasn't really that big of a deal.
Yeah.
See, at least I'm mature enough to be able to admit
problem solved.
Doesn't it make me great?
Yeah. Hey, can we take a break?
No, I what about
Todd, give me some Todd. Forget other podcasts, what else could you want?
This is the way you do it.
I wanna hear glass. Remember, slow down if you're moving too fast.
I remember first time I got introduced to the Todd Glass podcast. I was at a party in high school, and you know, someone just said, "Hey, man, you want some glass?" And we did. We sat around. We listened for like only 5 minutes. You know, 5 minutes at a time wasn't a big deal. But then 5 minutes turned into 20 minutes. And I remember next thing I know, I dropped out of school just so I can keep up with the episodes and the special episodes and the really long episodes and the double episodes. And next thing you know, my parents want nothing to do with me. And you know, that's when I started whoring my body just so I could afford an iPod, just so I can download the Todd Glass podcast. And next thing you know, I'm shooting black tar heroin under my eyeballs and letting people do anything they want to me, just so I can hear Todd do bits.
Todd, give me some Todd. Forget other podcasts, what else could you want?
Clean it out.
Glass, I want to hear glass. Remember, slow down.
I like it. Eric, do you have any Dalai Lama quotes?
I do.
Yeah. You only have an hour and a half to prepare.
Oh, those are the papers that were on the ground earlier that you picked up.
No, don't blame me.
No, you picked them up and put them somewhere.
No, I didn't. Well, what's the Dalai Lama?
Eric, can you just can you make something up that would sound like Dalai Lama?
Yeah, Eric, seriously, don't embarrass us. Whenever you can, and you can always do it.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great.
You know, it sounds like he just has common
sense. It's a little
wordier
than he normally is, but...
Okay, we got to go in for the close.
Succinct Dalai Lama.
We got to go in for the close. How long has this show been?
1:10.
Wow.
It goes quick, man.
It does go quick.
It goes quick, baby. It goes quick, baby.
What's your marijuana story?
You all right?
You smoke with your girlfriend?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, and we just...
I know.
We took my dogs for a walk, and then we went into the corner.
You have a dog?
I have two dogs. We went around the corner, and she brought some pot, and we smoked it. Mm-hmm. And
is this the first time you've ever gotten high together?
It was one of the first few times, yeah.
Wait.
You got high with your dog?
I'll tell you about the first time we got high together.
Hey, I'm here.
Took my dogs for a walk, and then we got...
You can't completely turn your chair away from me.
Well, Daniel asked me, so I thought it was just for me. You were doing something else.
And, no, I'm never doing something else. And if I am, it'll be for a half a second.
And I'll tell you, we had
now you're overthinking
a wonderful experience, an uninhibited lovemaking session that I've I felt very close to her.
You did,
and
that's not what I was. Okay,
yeah, and from there. I always felt like booze was more likely to make you do some really horrific things.
And how much pot did you have?
I had 3 tokes off some pretty strong stuff.
Okay.
And it was just perfect. And we had a great time.
You and your dog?
No, my two dogs and my girlfriend.
Oh, and you too?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
Todd, give me some Todd. Forget other podcasts, what else could you want? Class, I want to hear class. Remember, slow down if you're moving too fast.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you bad news in the middle of the Todd Glass Show. Famous actor, you know him. No, there's nothing. Oh. Did I get you, you motherfuckers? Slow it all down. We do have to go in for the close. That means I start putting on the brakes. Central Park, we talked about that. Overheard.
The brakes.
I like it. By the way, you know you find out what some neuroses, like you can find out like what someone's neuroses is or what their weirdness is if you catch it indirectly. Someone goes, oh, we had so much fun. It wasn't slap your sister's tits around fun, but it was fun. Like, oh my God, the guy likes to slap his sister.
Is that a real expression?
Hilarious.
No, but we were saying it this weekend. Me and Chris and Preston and Preston's friend went to see Louis C.K. in Athens, and afterwards we hung out, and we were doing this bit. We were going. It started from this bit where I was talking about the silly music on the show, and Caleb goes, the comedian that lives there, goes, I go, you know, that's the silly music I use on the show. It's not like I know that's not good music. I also have the ability to.
Right.
And then we said, what if the guy who said that, but what his examples were, realized he didn't have any ability to know what good music was? He goes, no, that's the silly music I play on the show. It's, I know it's not good music. It's not like Debbie Gibson good.
It's a fun bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it a shot. Do you like that silly music they play in the Todd Glass show?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's good. It's not Village People good, but it's good.
Go ahead.
You have to ask me a question. Hang on, I gotta. Fuck, I don't know if I can think of someone so fast.
All right, hold on. We'll take a break, and we'll come back New Year's.
Can I tell a central? Can I tell another Central Park story while he's thinking?
If it's not involved,
no, I got one. I got one. Go ahead.
No spanking. It was actually funny.
If it doesn't involve sadness.
All right, I got one. A lot of pressure now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to tell a different story.
Do you like the silly music that Todd Glass plays on his show?
Yeah, I do. I do. You know, it's not like Ace of Base good.
It's really good. I forgot that I knew them. All that she wants, all that she wants is another baby.
Is another baby.
Yeah.
By the way, how about you, Daniel, witness this conversation. Over the weekend, I was on the treadmill, and a woman goes, "You're very loud on your cell phone."
I didn't witness it. I caught you at the tail end of it.
Well, when this happened, I just put the phone down. I didn't hang up. She goes, "You're very loud on your cell phone." I was in a hotel gym. I didn't even know when it was in there. I hang up my phone so abruptly. I don't even want to go. I got to go by because that would have been 3 more seconds that I would have been that asshole. So I put down my phone. By the way, I'm not going to interrupt the story one more time. The way it ends, I don't think I did the right thing. I get it.
Okay.
And I knew it 2 seconds after I did it. Yes, people are going to be able to understand and they won't care. We would all felt that rage. But as a person of sanity, I'm supposed to be able to go, okay, just Todd.
You threw a dumbbell at her.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love
it. Good? I threw a dumbbell at her.
You just mixed it.
Shut up, you fucking. So she would be telling me, because she was telling me. So I put it down. I went, I am so sorry. To be honest, right then, I expected. But then she didn't give up right away, and I thought, I get it. If I've been doing that for 25 minutes, it's, you know, you're just in the mode to just be argued with. You genuinely have to prepare that you're going to say something, but at one point you know the other person isn't going to react good. So when I do, I get it. She deserves a few beats. Yeah. And I, you know, to George Carlin, I'm not exaggerating, probably 6 times before I lost it. In other words, what happened, I said, no, I'm really sorry. I go, listen, come on, I just think you're caught. I'm genuinely apologizing. Notice, I didn't even say goodbye to that person. I get it.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't know. She goes, oh, you didn't know when the other people were in here? I go, but I know it now, and I'm sorry. She goes, well, you should be more considerate before.
Wow.
And pay attention.
What do you want from me, lady?
I went, I can only tell you that I'm able to say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She goes, well, you should have thought of it before. And I went, hey, I hope your family enjoys you, you fucking miserable fuck.
You said that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
There's more to it.
I mean, it's out of proportion, but it's great.
Well, then her husband.
I hope your family enjoys you.
Her husband comes back up.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, you know, he just talked about what happened. And he goes, hey, what happened? And I thought he did not look like a nice guy. And I said, listen, I told him the truth. I said, listen, I want you to know, you know, you seem like a pretty reasonable.
Can I?
Are you still, jogging at this point?
No, but he's still talking to me on the phone. No.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. But,
oh, no, by that point,
but imagine, like, from his point of view, like, I wonder if, because he turns out, I don't want to, it's not a spoiler alert, but he turns out to be a sane person. So that means that, like, she went down there and she's like, some guy was loud on the phone and he was an asshole. Go talk to him.
Wow.
And then he's like, and he probably was like, no, honey, come on. You're here. No, I want you to go talk to him. Why? Why do I have to go talk to him?
Do you know my Central Park story has to do with someone being loud on a cell phone?
Really?
Yeah.
We'll take a break.
Wait.
Yeah. But hold on. Can I finish that?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Comes up, what happened?
He comes up, what happened? You know, and I said, well, listen, I apologize. I go, it's no excuse. I get it. I just apologize like 10 times in a row because I really felt bad. And again, No, the minute she walked out the door, I thought, ay, 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 I go that. But I couldn't go chase her. I'd already looked like a lunatic, so I'm sorry. He goes, it's fine. It's fine. Like, you know, he had dealt with this before.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
We do have to. Oh, that's bad hosting. What is your Central Park story?
I was running in Central Park. I was about 2 miles.
You want background music?
No. I was 2 miles in, and I run for maybe 3.5 miles or something like that.
So, and I run without earphones because I want to. It's very meditative for me running. I think of a lot of my jokes and I work on my set or whatever. I'm always working. It's very creative.
You want to be in the moment.
Yeah, I want to be in the moment.
You want reverb?
No.
Do you?
Okay. And a woman is running probably two lengths behind me, or whatever it is. A couple of people body lengths behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking really loud on an earpiece. She's also running right next to somebody, so she's ignoring her friend to talk really loud. And she's got that 21 to 25-year-old voice thing that they do now. Oh, my God, Lydia was so... And she was so... Lydia. She was talking about Lydia. And I turned back a couple of times to look at her, thinking that would help. Like, all of a sudden, I'm in a movie theater. That was the stupidest thing, that I thought I could look her quiet. And then I turned back, and I said, shh. I did that a couple of times. I shushed her a couple of times. Nothing. And then I upped the ante a bit. Uh-huh. I said, would you please shut up?
Mm-hmm.
And she ignores the person she's on the phone. She says, no, I will not. And then she says, oh, somebody just told me to shut up, but I will not shut up. And I said, would you please just shut the fuck up? I went to shut the fuck up.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, why don't you just run faster? And I said, I'm too tired. And she sped up and ran ahead of me, and it worked out great. But I was honest. I said, I'm too tired. Because I was 2 miles into a 3.5-mile run. I was exhausted.
Yeah, I would. That's why I'm begging you.
Oh, that's
You're
great.
Listening to the Todd Glass Radio Show. We love you. Didn't that seem like it could be one of our promos?
Yes.
All right, here's what we're going to do. And as I said, this has been a lot of fun. We did two shows tonight, so that's why if we seem a little bit, I feel like, you know, it's tired, but having a great time, but it's like a mellow, exciting show for me.
That's why I'm sorry I asked to turn the lights up, because I just felt that I had lost some energy.
No, you know what?
But thank you.
You know what? I agreed with you, actually. At first, I was like, how dare he ask to
turn
the lights.
I could feel that I was being how dared.
You know,
silently how dared. I know, but
how
I felt...
How dare you? But you know what? You stood your ground.
He was staring how dare you at me. How dare you, sir? I think
Gary Goldman.
Oh, that was nice. I think one episode where we should have a fake rift that we break up and I say I'm never coming on the show again. And then we have a follow-up where I beg to...
Where you guys make up?
Yeah.
Do like an awkward phone conversation?
Sort of like the Jerry Lewis Dean Martin thing.
Hello?
We break up. No? All right. I'm just pitching ideas.
The hell's this? Oh.
He said you've been going on the beat. Yeah, and I'm trying to find something to eat. Preferably pizza with me. I don't have any money at the moment, and since I need to earn money, I guess I'll have to go do sexual favors on the street in exchange for cash, because the economy's really down. But that would all even depend if people would want to have sex with me.
It's Sandra Vanguard.
And I also have to take a crap. But if I eat in, then I can handle that. Fuck what you're thinking.
Horrible.
I'm not homeless. I'm
this is the most she's ever said.
Wearing red blouses.
Almost too much. Just so much information.
I was listening to this radio station the other day outside of this motel that I was staying outside of. This man was talking about if you don't have any money and you want to look nice and all you can do is take clothes from a dumpster, well, then that's okay because rich people do the same with only what they have. I guess it's all a way of looking at things. Hello?
I love the timpani in the background.
Wow, it's great.
Hello? 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 Is anybody there?
He's the original Sandra Van Garden. I forgot about that.
Breaking up! Breaking up, I can't hear you.
I don't know why.
Hello?
Gary.
Todd.
You said some good stuff tonight.
Thanks, man.
Do you have any dates you want to plug?
Oh, yeah.
Just my special 12-8 at 10 p.m.
12-8 at 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
That's your hour special.
I mean, I'm at the Stress Factory
on
December
Comedy
6th
Central,
through
right?
the 8th.
On Comedy Central.
On Comedy Central, 10 p.m. Saturday
had
to, night.
Had to and rub it in, Katie.
At the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey, December 6th through 8th.
Which is this weekend.
Which is this weekend, yeah.
Tell him I said hi. They're good people over there.
Oh, Vinny Brand's a great guy. I love that place.
If you give him, if you mention my name,
yeah.
No bullshit. I swear to God, I'm not even lying. He'll give you a bowl of free popcorn. No, I'm serious.
Is it a bowl or a basket?
What if, like, the whole joke there is not a joke against Vinny Brand. The joke is I try to make him, you're going to get free popcorn anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I go, tell him it's on me. I'm really telling the jokes. That's how bad I am.
I love Todd Glass.
Do you know that this song here was really written? Do you know the backstory of this song? Does anyone know the story? Pause it. Do you know the story?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I probably explained it horribly. I don't know why. I hope I didn't talk about this on another show. We're good. We're good. We're closed. We're wrapping it up. Is that this kid grew up in Italy listening to American songs, and he didn't really know what the words were. You dealt with that, didn't you, Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
You listened to American songs,
sure.
You didn't know what the words were?
Yes.
So this would be like a song that he would hear. Like, it was just chopped up things. And you think, well, how could he enjoy that? I understand now. This song sort of gets that across. And he's not really saying anything. At first, when I first heard it, I thought, oh, is it another language? No, it's just chopped up words. By the way, if I'm wrong, someone lied to me. But this is what someone told me. And I think when you hear it, you'll be like, I'm right. To George Carlin, this is what someone told me. So this is what it's like to hear it. Go ahead.
When I stay in the shoes and I will hold me the scene, then a whole rate maybe get the color boss dying. Chains of mine begin to cold, baby, to stay at the Joe.
You like it? What's the best story about your mom you can tell right now? Something that makes you love your mom. Little things she might have done.
When she worked at the Hallmark store at the mall, she stole enough greeting cards that to this day, I haven't bought a birthday card or a thank you card for anybody in about 28 years.
I was too busy trying to think of my own that I didn't give that what it deserved. Like, that's your best story. Daniel?
She stole greeting cards.
I remember my mom, one Christmas she got fired from, she used to work at a greeting card section of Walmart, and someone stole so many greeting cards that the manager on shift that night got fired. It was my mom, and we thought we weren't going to have a Christmas. But then she scraped the money together to throw us a dinner. And it was just so, so touching. Even though she never really mentally recovered from that job. And 2 years later committed suicide.
That almost sounds related to mine.
Listen up. Listen.
Well, I should have slimmed that again in the same. To land a chisel number, don't call her a good day.
Great, perfect.
Well, I remember one summer when I wanted to go to on a class trip, and my mom didn't have the money, and she ended up in one night fucking 63 guys to get enough money. I needed $20.
$20.
You say goodnight, right? have fun, everybody. Gary Goldman. Good night, everybody.
Hello?
You can keep it playing. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, hello. We loved your song. Are you there?
Hello?
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 Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Hi, hello?
Hello?
Hi, hello?
Hello?
Is this Sandra Van Garden? Yeah, hi, Sandra. We loved your song.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
No, that's not your song in the background, but we did play your song earlier. Hello?
Hello?
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, everybody. Go have a nice day. You hear me? I'm not shitting around. I'm not fucking around anymore. I've had it. Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.